Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Some seniors spend their twilight years in their own home. Many move into a nursing home.
Don't ever put your loved one in here, ever.
And a select few continue to pull the levers of power, debasing the most powerful country in the world in order to protect and add to their ill-gotten gains. The youngest member of Democratic leadership is 71-year-old Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. The longest-serving senator, 88-year-old California Senator Dianne Feinstein, is worth well over $1 billion. That includes $96 million of her own fortune, combined with her late husband's assets, acquired from a senator's base salary of approximately $174,000.
Should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, I don't know to the second one. This is a free market, and people, we have a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that.
Like her crony, Pelosi, Feinstein has opened the door to contracts for her husband's company through the years related to one federal crisis after another.
Senator Dianne Feinstein's office now confirming to NBC News that she has been contacted by the FBI, confirming that Feinstein answered questions from the FBI about stock trades that her husband made, and also that the senator provided documents to the FBI.
First, Politico revealed that a Feinstein staffer was a Chinese spy. Then, in Matiran Ross, more. Citing an unnamed source, the column revealed the Chinese spy was Feinstein's driver for 20 years, who also served as a gopher in her Bay Area office and was a liaison to the Asian American community. He even attended Chinese consulate functions for the senator.
Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina sold between $600,000 and $1.7 million worth of stock in late January and mid-February, about a week before the U.S. market started to slide and as lawmakers started to get daily briefings about the growing health crisis in Asia. Georgia's junior Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, who is married to the New York Stock Exchange chairman, sold off hundreds of thousands of dollars in stocks starting in late January. Congressional records show Republican Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma and California Senator Dianne Feinstein also sold stocks. On Twitter this morning, Feinstein said the stocks belonged to her husband, who sold shares of a cancer therapy company. She also says her assets are in a blind trust.
If you know that you own, to take your example, Exxon stock, you know that your congressional action when it comes to climate change policy could impact your stock price. And so it's not that you're trading on knowledge, it's that your ownership of that stock disincentivizes you to do what's in the public interest as a result.
As a lawmaker, you don't face any real significant penalty for violating the Stock Act if you ultimately do. They only face a $200 fine as an initial fine if, for example, they are months or even years late in disclosing stock purchases or stock sales in companies that, in terms of the total value of those trades, could number into the six, seven, or even eight figures, and we've found evidence of all of that with Senate lawmakers.
But aside from the fleecing of America, Feinstein and Pelosi's mental fitness has frequently come into question.
She can no longer fulfill her job duties without her staff doing much of the work. A California Democrat in Congress described an extended conversation with Feinstein, saying they had to reintroduce themselves multiple times.
Without term limits or age limits, we are allowing dementia to rule over our prescient present and the impending New World Order future.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Good morning.
Sunday morning.
The American system has become a country club of decrepit, scamming millionaire globalist pawns lording over younger generations that are left to pick up the pieces after the old establishment finally releases it from the grasp of their corpses.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Just kicked off a live 24-hour-plus transmission at 8 a.m. this morning with Harrison Smith out of the InfoWars studios here in Austin with the American Journal. And now, of course, you've got InfoWars, yours truly, Alex Jones. And then we've got Owen Schroyer in the war room. And then I'm going to be here till midnight tonight. Mark Dice is coming on, Sean Stone, just a bunch of other big guests, David Icke, Thomas Renz in studio, MTG with big breaking news. They're openly trying to bar her, and the courts are letting it go forward because she challenged an election. They're saying she can't run for office. That's the Democrat strategy with these controlled judges they've got in different parts of the country. Not all the judges are controlled, but the different Clinton lawyers, it's mainly Elias, that are going around doing this to frustrate voters being able to choose who they want. And that's exactly what MTG was saying they did still in the election from Trump, which they clearly did, and still in the election from the American people. And so they're trying to bar her and a bunch of other members of Congress from rerunning because she said that they're trying to suppress the voters' will. So the response is, well, we'll just suppress the voters' will by disqualifying a candidate, and they're trying to disqualify with legislation Trump being able to run again. And whether you love Trump or hate Trump, he should be able to run again if he wants to run again. I personally like DeSantis better, but I would take Trump over Biden any day, and I think Trump means well. But the poison vaccine promotion is almost inexcusable for me. But effort to remove MTG from ballot can proceed, judge says. She's joining us at the bottom of the hour. But you see the theme here. Take Alex Jones off the air. Take Tucker Carlson off the air. Remove Trump via election fraud. Use the Justice Department to spy and harass and persecute the American people. That's where we are in the year 2022. And that report we just aired, some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, was incredible, by John Bound. Dementia-riddled crooks run the United States of America. Will you guys cue that up, that video, to the last minute or so? Because first and foremost, John Bound is a writer and a newspaper reporter. That's what he did, and also worked in TV. And what he wrote there about who rules America and what they've done is pure nightmare poetry, because it's true about the mummies, the corrupt globalists with their insider trading and all their scams, holding on to power and using high-tech psychological warfare. That's declassified against the people of America to divide and conquer and to destroy civilization. It's incredible. We're going to play that in a moment. And then Savannah Hernandez is doing great reporting, and she's also posting her work to Band.video, and she went out and caught a bunch of leftists yelling and screaming and laughing and saying they want to kill babies after they're born. They think you should be able to kill babies up to 7 days after they're born. I mean, it's just incredible what the left has become. They will sign on to anything. They will do anything. That's coming up. Massive news on the COVID front. Huge, massive news on the situation in Ukraine and Putin declaring victory in Mariupol. And we've got just so much to go over here today. Elon Musk has come out and sounds the alarm again over depopulation and how it's going to collapse society. And he just lays out the simple math that anybody can verify for themselves. Prager, you years ago did some of the best animated graphics showing this, that if you don't have 2.1 children in an industrial country, society collapses within 100 years. If you are in a third world country and don't have about 4 children, you collapse. And so we're peaking, but then collapsing. And it's a very serious situation. He talks about the reality and the numbers of that. Now let me get to this, though, when we come back. I still got more to hit in the segment, but the next segment. I started hearing about this a couple of weeks ago. There was a sabotage of fertilizer facilities, a sabotage of food processing facilities, and sabotage of power lines and things that's not being reported in the press. And I've got this from very good inside sources. And they were telling me a couple of weeks ago I need to look into this, and I didn't look into it because I just get so busy. And then suddenly it just pops up everywhere. Do you know how many food processing plants blew up and burned down in the last 2 weeks? Anybody know? Take a wild guess. It's over 20. And just as this story started getting picked up yesterday, people are finding even more that blew up and burned down. 100% sabotage. Now, who would be doing that? I don't know. Who's turning off the pipelines? Who is flooding the border and totally opening it right now? Who is devaluing the dollar? Who is doing all this? I mean, we know this is the Extinction Rebellion, Great Reset, environmental globalist cult that is the WEF. That's their whole agenda. How do you think they're going to get us to total collapse and 90% depopulation by 2030? I mean, they're not playing games. That's why you see all these leftists go from William Shatner. I mean, saying he's even a leftist, but he's with the leftists. And AOC and Beto and all of them saying, everybody's going to be dead by 2030. The global warming's going to kill everyone. Everyone's getting ready to die. They've just been given part of the story and are told this is coming. But it's not the global warming. It's the globalists sabotaging everything down the line and lawlessness setting in. And then when these food processors, a lot of them find out they're not going to be able to get food anymore, they go ahead and burn it down for the insurance money. And so the lawlessness, the insanity, the wild corruption begins to accelerate at these points. And we're going into a very accelerationist area. A lot of folks want to just accelerate things and see it collapse. I do not. I don't want civil war. I don't want death. I don't want to strut around in a uniform. I'm not looking to be part of what the globalists have initiated. I'm just here trying to warn people and have sanity prevail and stop this. But I'm being typecasted as the rebel leader who wants violence and war. Hundreds of articles yesterday, including Washington Post, New York Times, you name it, saying Jones is basically a master criminal. Jones, you know, is being investigated, is orchestrating January 6th. All of it, pure bull. We've got that information as well. Look at this headline. Alex Jones reaches out to Justice Department about January 6th interview. And I guess technically when they call you and then you call them back, I guess that's reaching out. See how the deception works? Oh, Jones is a rat. Yeah, Jones is going to spill the beans for immunity. No, they've been calling for months wanting me to go to D.C. and meet him. And I'm like, are you crazy? Then Maryland, I said, if you come here and you give me immunity so you don't try to set me up in some perjury trap, I will talk to you guys. But I don't know anything about any setup or plan. That's on record. I tried to stop it. And I know you're just here trying to make a case on me. And I'm not stupid. And I've consulted like 8 different well-known criminal lawyers on this. And I said, but if you give me immunity, I will talk to you. That way you can't set me up with something I didn't do. And last time I heard, they said no. So he said, fine, we're not talking to you. And then now it's in the New York Times. Jones reaches out. Oh, let me just reach out. Oh, I really want to come talk to you guys when you're the main culprits of January 6th with a stand down and your provocateurs. I mean, I want to go talk to the main suspects who set everybody up and preside over the destruction of the nation. Oh, I really think that's a good idea. No. And also added, you know what? Why don't you just drop the charges against Owen Schroyer and then I'll meet with you without immunity? Nope, not doing that. They say in their filings and arrest that Owen Schroyer doesn't work here, that he was not with us, he did not try to stop the attack on the Capitol, that he basically attacked the Capitol. I mean, just total lies. I'm supposed to sit there with absolute total liars and give them any respect? And I've sat here on air and explained all this. I told you that I told them, yeah, give me immunity, I'll talk to you. And then I'm going to sit there, and I've already looked into who they are, and like they're directly connected to the damn folks that ran the provocateur and Q action there. Am I saying these agents and these prosecutors themselves are guilty? No, I can't prove that. But my God, the FBI and Justice Department's fingerprints are all over this damn thing. And you want to come ask me about it? You want to find out what really happened? Why don't you look in the damn mirror and you can tell me? You had 1,000 paramilitary agents there that day in the crowd. You got FBI agents everywhere. You grabbed all the communications. Why don't you tell me what went on? You're the big swinging ding-a-ling. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Devastating Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, joining us in studio in the second hour. That's next hour. And then we have no introduction needed. David Icke joining us in the third hour. Paul Joseph Watson in the fourth hour. And then right into the war room and Mark Dice, Sean Stone, a bunch of other huge guests tonight. We're going to be going live throughout the evening into the early morning hours. And then we continue live in the early morning hours right through until Friday at midnight, because InfoWars refuses to back down. InfoWars refuses to quit, and we're a family of resistance here, and we've certainly had the biggest effect out there. The listeners, the crew, our guest, myself, as a family, we have really exposed the New World Order on a planetary scale and given these arrogant monsters a real run for their money. And so I'm going to play that clip that I mentioned from the John Baum report just to end last minute here in a second, but let me just illustrate something for you right now. Things are only going to get worse if we don't stand up and speak out. And the psychological terrorism, the economic terrorism, the bullying, the censorship, the social credit score is only going to get worse. So there's no reason not to resist. There's no reason not to say no. There's no reason not to throw your full will and weight against these people. And there's no place better to do it than InfoWars. So please tell everybody that Alex Jones is doing a special anti-censorship Save America broadcast until midnight Friday with a bunch of special guests and more. And when we're not doing the 10 hours a day that's on syndicated radio and TV from 8 a.m. to 3 to 6 p.m. with the War Room, then it's basically commercial free. We'll be hearing promos. We'll be hearing special reports. We'll be hearing some new special reports as well. Have a bunch of big guests. And it's just going to be nonstop calls, nonstop guest until midnight on Friday evening tomorrow as we go into Saturday. So, and I'm going to be here tonight for a few hours, 9 to midnight. I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, the regular show. And there's a list that we're now compiling and putting up on InfoWars.com. You can also go to SaveInfoWars.com or InfoWars2022.com and then share those links. That way it's harder for them to censor links that they don't have in their database on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So InfoWars2022.com is the link to share on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and everywhere else. InfoWars2022.com, InfoWars2022.com. And we've had money bombs and special reports before that had 20 million, 30 million people tuned into it during the election 2016. But our other big ones had 3, 4, 5 million people extra tune in. And that's a big deal. And so we wake a lot of people up. But, I mean, I've told you this. I've explained this. There's a concerted effort in the corporate press with financials they got, but still defaulted as saying we never gave them any information, claiming that we have $60 million and $16 million, and all of it's made up. All of it's pure bull. They count the money over the years that went to buy storable food and water filters and T-shirts and books and films and supplements and shortwave radios. And usually we're only making 100% on something. So, you know, if a supplement's $50, it costs us $20-something. These are high quality. So there's all that money. And they know full well it went out to all that. And they just say, oh, my God, he's got all this money on the news, so when you hear me saying, hey, we're almost bankrupt, you don't believe it. Okay, so on my children, on my soul, on everything I am, we have maximum within the company and me and everything about $3 million. And a company this big to operate, that's basically insolvent. The experts look in and say, you are insolvent. You need to increase $300,000 a month what you're bringing in. I mean, I sold my house that I got as an investment, everything to put it back into this because it's a war for me. I mean, I wish I had $60 million. That'd be great. I don't. So I've got you. So you want to keep this dog in the fight. You want to keep this dog in the hunt. You want to keep this soldier in the field. You want to keep everything we're doing going. I need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got amazing T-shirts, books, films, supplements, all of it. We got a big sale going on top of it. And I got approached by folks. I'm going to tell you about this right now. I got approached by folks a year ago about this. And I actually got approached by a bank that puts these out. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll do that. I mean, I don't know if my listeners would like that. I have to investigate it more. Kind of like I never promoted Bitcoin for the first 12 years. Boy, I wish I would have. And so then I saw news articles about millions of these being sold. And this particular company I'm working with sold 300,000 of these at $170 each. And now they've gone up in value. It's being reported all over the news. And so I said, okay, well, we're going to cut some of our profit out of this, but we need real money to fund ourselves. And, of course, they're the big collectible group, so they're getting 40% of it. So, again, this is a collectible. It funds us, and we're selling it for way lower than everybody else is. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com to see this. Support free speech at InfoWars. Get the new limited edition InfoWars Gold collectible, InfoWarsGold.com. We have teamed up with the nation's leading mint to bring you a new way to support InfoWars and free speech while owning a piece of history and real gold. It's a little gold bar. The new limited edition InfoWars gold collectible is minted in the form of a card that features a 24-karat gold in the center using proprietary technology. Only 25,000 of these limited edition InfoWars gold collectibles have been minted. And this is a one-time run of InfoWarsGold.com. And thank God these came in right when we needed the money. Because I finally decided to do this like 4 months ago, and it finally just came in. Each one is authenticated using holographic technology. The same precious metals group recently sold 300,000 gold cards for $170 each. We are bringing you these collectible cards for just $129.95 to help us. And when you purchase it, you get a discount on the next one for $99.95 as the price goes down from there. And so when you buy three, you receive 50% off. This is the first ever run of this proprietary design and exclusive to InfoWars. The Mint was extremely excited that InfoWars would be making this product available to customers for the first time. The limited edition InfoWars Gold Collectible comes in cards that can be stacked in your wallet, drawer, or glove compartment for easy travel. And again, they're very collectible. People are going to love them. You're financing the American rebellion against the globalists. This is so historic. Be part of history, support InfoWars free speech, and stock up today at InfoWarsGold.com before we completely sell out of this limited run. This is the best way to support us and America and freedom and yourself today. And it's got the sheepdog chasing the wolf on the front, on the back with a hologram system. It's got the art that I designed with the wolf chasing the sheep. And it just explains we need to be the sheepdog chasing the wolf, not the other way around. And this is a 999 pure gold Alex Jones exclusive collectible card. This is one of a kind design. When it's gone, it's gone. And I can tell you, these went up for sale last night. Already 2,000 of them have sold. I predict it'll be sold within 2 weeks, and we need it. It's historic. So thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. While you're at it, get a Alex Jones Was Right shirt. And again, this is a war. I don't have Soros funding me. I don't have the New World Order. I hate coming to you and asking for help, but I appreciate your help. I appreciate the support. You can also donate straight up so we get all the money, not just part of it, to fund ourselves. At InfoWarsStore.com, there's a big donate button right there at the top in the live show feed area. There's a link as well. This is a war. We're the tip of the spear. The globalists see as a key organization they want to shut down. So we are not submitting. But without your help, we cannot do it. So tell everybody, tune in now and get your very, very important collectible art piece, really, with gold and the hologram and the original art right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get big discounts when you order multiples. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. InfoWarsStore.com. We are not submitting. We are not backing down. We are not giving up. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
There are few people more in battle than I, but MTG is one of them.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the House, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, this woman, Klan mom, is especially upset with the three Republican senators who said they'll vote yes on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's nominated for the Supreme Court. She tweeted, Murkowski, Collins, and Romney are pro-pedophile. They just voted for KBJ. Wow, where is Will Smith when you really need him, huh? Besides that being
disgusting.
So, a double attack. Physically attack a woman and say she's in the KKK, a Klan mother. I mean, what a little monstrous race pimp he is. That was a week ago. Seems like an eternity ago. Now, New York Times with glee. Effort to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from ballot can proceed, judge says. For her saying she questions the election's results, that's her right. Now they don't want her to be able to run and defraud voters by not being able to vote for an incredibly popular congresswoman who's beautiful and smart and they're scared of. This is disgusting and this is criminal, and it proves the very thing she's saying. MTG, amazing to have you. Thank you for spending time with us. Where to begin?
Well, Alex, I think we need to really realize what's happening here. The Democrats know they're going to lose in November, and what they're most terrified of is a Republican-controlled Congress with me there, because they've seen who I have been in the minority. They know that I didn't join the club in Washington, and they know that I'm going to stand up and fight back. But then they realize that things will be completely different with Republicans in control, with a Marjorie Taylor Greene back on committees and pushing my conference to go aggressively after the Democrats and investigate all of the things they've been doing. And so this is why they want my name off the ballot. It has nothing to do with January 6th. They know that I did nothing wrong. They know there was no insurrection. That is their big lie. But they're trying to take my name off the ballot, rip it off the ballot, using the courtroom, using a judge and using bureaucrats to take away my district's right to vote for me and reelect me to go represent them in Congress. You talk about destroying democracy. This is destroying democracy. This is an assault on our freedoms. It's an assault on our elections. And every single American should be extremely upset about the dangerous precedent that is being set tomorrow when they put me on the witness stand and question me about something I've never been charged with. No one has been convicted. The January 6th committee has not asked me any questions about it. And I was, as a member of Congress, inside the House chamber, inside the Capitol, when the riot occurred. So this is unbelievable. And it's all organized by a funded dark money group. They call themselves, ironically, Free Speech for People. Well, that is such a joke.
Well, I'm dealing with the same thing where I was found in default in cases for not giving them documents, but they have all the documents. And then I'm supposed to have a jury trial on how guilty I am, but we're not able to speak at that trial. But with you, it's even worse. They are saying, okay, you've not been convicted, you've not been charged, you did nothing wrong on January 6th, but because you question the election now, you can't run for office defrauding voters, again, doing exactly what you've said they're trying to do. I mean, this is so villainous. And I know that the Clinton lawyer, Elias, and others are running around involved in this. And you're not the only member of Congress they're trying to keep from being able to run. I mean, this is just next level tyranny, and you've got to go into court. This is just shameful.
Yes, it is shameful. It's embarrassing. It's shocking for our country. Because they're progressives. These are radical progressive attorneys. They're funded by the same foundations and 501c3s that are all interested in horrible things that are destroying our country, like illegal immigration, illegals voting in our elections, abortion, killing babies. All they want, these are the radical things they want. You know, pediatric gender clinic, putting biological men and women in sport, taking away freedom of speech, censorship, gun control. This is who these people are, and because they hate the people in my district so much, they hate them for voting for me. They look down on them because they love our Constitution. The people here in my district love our freedom, and they wanted a fighter in Congress to stand up and fight for them, and they sent me there. Well, these progressive attorneys from New York City and Massachusetts have decided that my district doesn't get the right to vote for me. They're hauling me into court, putting me on the witness stand, and asking me ridiculous questions tomorrow morning at 9:30, and it's going to be televised live, having press in there, the public's allowed in. It's a complete show trial, all so that they can raise more money and do everything they can to destroy our country. When, Alex, let's talk about what people really care about. People really care about securing the border. People care about stopping the illegal invasion. stopping the fentanyl and the terrorists and God knows what else coming across our border. Americans care about the inflation that is out of control. They care about gas prices. They care about the ability to buy food at the grocery store to feed their family. They are shocked and completely dismayed at a president who is clearly suffering with dementia and a Democrat party that will do nothing about it. You know, the American people are fed up with our jobs and companies running overseas and then people here at home suffering and paying the price for all of this failure that comes out of Washington, D.C. But yet here we have a complete attack on our election integrity here in Georgia, where they are literally trying to rip my name off the ballot and tell my district, you're not allowed to vote for her. You cannot have her. And that's the attack that's happening tomorrow.
Well, I couldn't say it as well as you are. And clearly the globalists want to implode the country, Cloud and Piven, to make us dependent and take control. But it's so obvious with Biden, and all the polls show a total collapse and realignment towards populist Republicans. How do you think the Democrats and the deep state are going to try to stop this populist peaceful uprising?
Well, I think they're going to try to stop it by taking people like me out of Congress. They don't want me in there because they know that I don't serve Washington. They know that I you can't buy me. I cannot be bought. I'm literally there to only serve the will of the American people and the populist movement and America first. That is it. And they know that I will fight with everything I have to stop what they're trying to do in our country. They know when I say I'm going to end abortion that I seriously mean it and that I'll force my party to be held accountable and do it. They know that I will work as hard as possible and that I'm popular with the people and that I will work alongside the people to accomplish the things that we need to do for our country. So these globalists that are completely trying to destroy our country and move us into their global economy and their one world government to where NATO is telling our military who they should go to war with and where the UN is running the entire world. This is what Democrats want. And so they know that in order to achieve these goals, they have to get the strongest fighters out. And that's why they're coming after me and they're coming after Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar. They went after Madison and they're going after others because they know that we're the real problem and that we will stand up and fight as hard as possible to stop what they're trying to do.
And I want to illustrate something. I want to expand on something you said at the start of the interview just six, 7, 8 minutes ago. And we're going to come back for a break and we can talk about it. They're targeting you, obviously, not because of January 6th. You did nothing wrong. You're totally independent and the most maverick of a group of maverick men and women that got into Congress in the last couple of years. And if other people don't join the committees and don't join the club and don't kneel and bow to the neocon leadership, then we really will take over the Republican Party. We'll save America. The Democratic Party will be forced to reform or a new party will start. And so you are literally coffin nails to the corrupt establishment, and that's why they're so scared of it.
That's exactly right, because they found something out over the past 4 years with President Trump. They found out that the Republican voters and many Americans, independents, people that had never voted before, what the Washington establishment, the machine, found out is that people don't like their ways, and they will not tolerate it anymore, and that they will vote for people like me, people like President Trump, people that are willing to stand up and stop it and change it. And they are really afraid of that. They're terrified that the American people may actually get
absolutely
back.
You are a symbol of the populist America, and that's why they hate you, and that's why we
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Special broadcast. We're going to be live here with myself and a bunch of other great hosts and guests until midnight tomorrow on Friday evening. You know, I celebrate MTG because she's a really smart lady. She has courage. She's even more beautiful in person. She's a businesswoman, a mother, a patriot, very successful in the private sector. And she's the example of what America is. And that's why they fear her so much, and that's why they ridicule her and call her a Klan mother and say she'd be physically attacked on nightly comedy shows, because they're scared of people who are fed up and who start standing up, because then other people are going to stand up with her example, and then their corruption will basically be ended. That's why we have to celebrate people like MTG, and she understands I've been demonized and lied about as well. She's smart enough to say, hey, we should support Alex, because that's a populist movement. He's a good guy. He's not lying. He's not perfect, but we should support him. He's under attack. She understands the common sense of, we're the good guys. We're trying to save the country. We've been proven right. And instead of running from each other and being scared of the corporate media is collapsing. Hollywood's dead. Netflix is falling apart. They're all done, folks. And all they can hope to do is have a civil war and hope we forget about how bad they are. We're not going to forget. We're going to save this country and the world together, but we've got to celebrate our free speech and celebrate Tucker Carlson and celebrate Trump. He's not perfect. And celebrate DeSantis and celebrate all the people like Matt Gaetz that's under attack because he's a good man. And we have to hold each other up and realize the people under attack in the arena are who you got to bet on, because you know they're under attack by this devil system because we're doing a good job. And I'm not trying to toot my horn here, but damn it. I know the listeners know this, but we need to fully get behind you and fully get... Who else should we get behind, MTG? And I'm ranting here. I could ask you 100 questions, but what else is on your radar screen?
Well, Alex, I just want to chime in there and tell you I fully support you, Alex. You have been so in front of so many issues and news stories, and I'm just grateful for you, and I'm grateful for your fight. I'm grateful that you've never given up, and that when they've come after you like they have all these years, you have dug in and said, no, you will not take me out. I will find another way, and I'll keep telling the truth. And I just really appreciate you for that. And I fully agree with you. We have to band together. We have to band together because, like you said, the establishment and everyone involved with it and all the people that hate us, they're going to do anything they can to come after us and remove us from the public eye and try to silence our voice and take away the platforms that we're able to talk to people on. But we have to come together and support one another, just like the American people have to come together and support one another. We have to be no longer afraid to stand up for traditional family values and defending our children and the radical evil attack on our children. Because Satan certainly wants to steal and destroy their souls. And this is what's happening in America today. It's no longer the time to turn a blind eye and say, I'm too busy. I just can't get involved in this, or I'm too overwhelmed with it. Everyone has to get involved because it's our responsibility. It's our generation, and it's our time to stand up and stop it. Because if we don't do it, it's our children and our grandchildren that will pay the price, the ultimate price of us being too busy or too inconvenient, or too unwilling to actually stand up against it all. And so that's why, Alex, I really just want to say thank you. Thank you for that message. And I really appreciate you. And I'll definitely be joining along with everyone that's going to stand in this fight with us. Matt Gaetz is wonderful. The Freedom Caucus is full of fighters. And there's just good Republicans, Thomas Massie and others. They're wonderful in the conference, and they're trying so hard. And I'm hoping that we see some more patriots get elected in this election cycle, because I'm definitely looking for some more friends to join us after November.
Well, that's right. I mean, I see you in there swinging for the fences and hitting home runs, and I see Matt Gaetz, and I see Jordan, and I see all of them, and just I see the determination, and it just ignites my spirit. And I think, like, people have pep rallies for a football game. We should have... That's what Trump kind of did, but pep rallies about, hey, folks, we're doing the right thing. We're attacked by this scum because we're over the target. We're doing a good job. And I think we should spend more time as Christians, as conservatives, as populists, really celebrating, you know, the fact that we are on the right side of history and letting the enemy know they're not getting us down. You know, because, I mean, because people outside Georgia probably don't know your whole background, but very successful builder, very successful business lady, you know, out there building up from nothing, very successful. And then you got in the arena because you were pissed off about what's happening. That's what we need. Right. And that's what scares them, is people like you getting in the game.
Yeah, no, we need more people. We need people to say, I've had enough. I mean, look at all these parents that have stormed the school boards and really gone after them and said, these are our kids and these are our tax dollars, and you better not educate them with sexual immorality and CRT, training racism, and all of this garbage. I mean, those are the people that we need to keep stepping forward, and we're hoping to see them eventually join us in Congress, and I can't wait to see it happen. And Alex, like you said, we need to rejoice. We should rejoice when we're being attacked, when we're being persecuted by evil people. Why should we feel embarrassed, and why should we allow it to get us down? We need to call each other, text each other, and just support one another. You know, Tucker Carlson, you mentioned him. He's constantly under attack. They hate him. He stepped out of line. Not preaching the talking points anymore, and he's not going along.
Oh, he's 100% born again. He's born again hard, as they say in Full Metal Jacket. He gets the whole thing now. They are scared as hell.
Yeah, they should be, because he's saying exactly what people at home think and feel. And that's what you're doing too, Alex. And I love those t-shirts. Alex Jones was right. I need one. I definitely want to wear one. And I'm so thankful that you have been right so many times. And you know, and I'm fighting as hard as I can in Congress alongside my allies in Congress, and we will not give up. We'll never quit. We'll never stop. But we really appreciate it when we hear from people at home that call us and send us letters and tell us that they're praying for us or send us donations. Like,
absolutely.
People are helping me with my lawsuit here that I'm having to pay attorneys and defend myself from a ridiculous lie. Oh, let me tell you this. This is great. If anyone wants to donate, it's mtg4america.com, mtg4america.com. You'll help me get through this trial and help me fight back. But guess what? This is so crazy. This attorney group that is totally funded by, you know, the George Soros-style dark money groups, they could only find 5 voters in my district out of over 700,000 people. They found 5 that they were able to get to do this candidacy challenge against me. And guess what? One of them happens to be the Democrat district chair of my district. So you can see that's a huge political motivation.
And again, Congresswoman, I don't mean to interrupt you, but just for the few minutes we have left, explain to listeners how on earth they can have a challenge so you can't run for office. I mean, the Democrats are doing that, exactly what we said they're doing, trying to stop voters in 10, and you're having to spend all this money to battle them, and they have Democrat chairpersons are the witnesses against you. How the hell does that work? Explain it.
Well, that's called dirty politics, and politics is a blood sport. But let me tell you something. Two can play that game, Alex. Here's what everyone needs to know. Anyone in any state, you can challenge your representative, your senator, your congressperson. You can challenge their candidacy qualifications. Typical qualifications are, do you live in the state, how old you are, things like that. But come to find out, if you think that your representative or senator is guilty of insurrection, let's give some examples, shall we? Let's talk about Maxine Waters going and inciting a riot in Minnesota. Let's talk about Ilhan Omar and Kamala Harris sharing the Minnesota Freedom Fund bail bond link so criminal rioters could be bailed out to go back in the city streets and actually declare insurrection as they were attacking federal buildings and courthouses and police officers night after night in those BLM riots. So if anyone listening to this show right now, if you think that someone that happens to be on your ballot needs to be challenged for perhaps insurrection, you can do that too. And you can turn the tables. You don't have to just let people go after Republicans like me. Republican voters can take it to Democrats.
That's right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. They drew first blood. And so when they're really communist and Antifa that want to overthrow and attack, and they're running for office when they got bailed out by the vice president for burning down buildings and homeless shelters, we can actually go after them when they are insurrectionists and do it to them. And then they can't complain because they tried to do it to you.
That's right, because you know what? Exactly like you said, we can turn the tables. We can play the same game, and it's time to start doing it. It's time to stop constantly taking the high road while these people are literally trying to kill us. They will do anything. They will lie, cheat, and steal to get power, and so we need to hold these people accountable. And teach them and give them a little taste of their own medicine.
Well, MTG at MTG4America on Getter, green.house.gov. And then what's that other website for people to support you in the fight against the Clintons trying to ban you from running for office?
MTG4America.com, MTG4America.com. If you'll pitch in and help me out, I am so grateful and so thankful, and I've got a lot to pay for. Just like you, Alex, attorneys are expensive. And having to defend yourself from the radical left costs a lot of money.
Absolutely. God bless you.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.